I'm so sorry. I again forgot to mention that book on compassion, which of course that's the best way to you live your life with compassion. Like, you know, in the morning generate compassion, midday generate compassion, in the afternoon generate compassion, in the evening generate compassion, go to sleep with compassion, get up with compassion, think with compassion, dance with compassion, eat with compassion. It's all, it's, that's how it is. So that, then your life becomes really meaningful. That's for Fred. So you know, I know in Judaism you have a, somehow you're born and then you have to fulfill a task or something like that. You know, you have to fulfill a task. You have a destination or something. How do you call it?
Shlichut.
Shlichut, okay. So the shlichut, the Buddhist shlichut is...
You're born for a reason.
So the Buddhists also have that. You're born for the reason of generating a good heart, not harming anybody. Yes, you know, the Buddhism, shlichut. Shlichut? Okay, so anyway, the whole Buddhist tradition has a shlichut, and that shlichut is as much as possible help others. If you can't help them, at least don't harm them. That's the shlichut in the Buddhist tradition. Or stop your negative actions, create virtue, meaning create positive actions, and tame your mind. That's a bit a higher shlichut there. But that's the purpose of your life. That's why you have this human body, not to have fun and not to have pleasure and all that. But if you do these three things, first you stop negative actions, then you try to create virtue, then your mind becomes totally kind of calm and whatever, and then you can start taming it. If you try to tame your mind doing a lot of negative actions, you go crazy. It's like putting a very wild horse into a small box. It will kick and kick and kick until it dies. So it's this wild horse at the beginning. We have to give it a bit of space, you know. You have to let it run outside a little bit. Don't be, I'm not allowed and all this. We have to be very careful what we do with our mind. Don't lock it in. You're bad. You're not allowed to. This would not be the Buddhist way. You have to go at this in a very, very careful way. Buddha nature.
Buy
your
book.
No, okay, sorry. Yeah. So, how do you... Thank you. You see, I'm not used to this book yet. So, so the book is in Hebrew, and if you, you know, kind of, if you feel that you are already advanced, that's fine. It would be a wonderful present for people who are interested. Don't throw it at them and say, oh, you don't have compassion, please read this. It's not very skillful. But say, you know, I see you're very compassionate already. Maybe you would like to enhance it a little bit or something like that, you know. I thought this book is good for you because I feel you have this natural wish for compassion or potential for compassion. So, yeah, encourage people. Don't kind of come, oh, you have to read this like this. So it's a very good present for even non-Buddhists, is it? Or... Absolutely. And also it's the Dharma Friends who are publishing it, so by you buying it you help to give in to cover the costs so that this whole thing about translating, publishing could continue, which is very helpful. It's always good to read these things in your own language. It's always very good. So I hope I will be able to mention this every time. Sorry, I forgot the other two times. But I'm sure it's good. I haven't read it in English, but I'm sure it's good. I mean, everything that is compassion, it's our nature, you know, this is how do we develop it. It's our nature, going towards our nature. It feels much better to be compassionate than to be violent. You know, train the mind also to see the positive things in the world. Because every time you see something that is positive, you're happy. You rejoice. You know, I saw today when I went down, I think it's the Safta and the Safto, Safta and the Saba. It would be more, make more sense, Safta, Safto. No? Anyway, so they probably came to visit, they had presents, and the two little boys, you know, they came running towards them with these smiley faces. It was such a nice image. It was so beautiful. They're not my grandchildren. I don't know who the Safda and the Saba is. It's okay, but you can still rejoice. They have a moment of happiness. You know, don't go, oh, it's because they bring presents. So what? At least they're happy for a moment. Whenever people are happy, they don't create negativities. So train the mind to see these things, you know, things that inspire you, things that touch you, you know, and you'll get probably quite soppy because now every time I see something kind, I have tears in my eyes, you know. And I don't know, maybe I didn't tell you yet, this guy in the market. You know, I went to the Shuka Carmel, and there's a guy in the market. I think already last year he stopped me and said, "Oh, Hare Krishna." I said, no, this is Buddhism. So I said, oh, and I wasn't aggressive. He was a bit aggressive, but I just said why I was here and what I was doing and acknowledging him as a human being, neither aggressive nor not, whatever. I just had, from my side, a very respectful, normal conversation. So this time, he stops me again. I'm not quite sure if it's him, but I think it's him. Stops me again. So he says, "So anything changed from last year?" So I said, "What do you mean changed?" He said, "Yeah, anything changed." I said, "Well, from when? What?" He said, "Well, from then." So I said, "Well, you know, things change all the time." He said, "What do you mean? Nothing changes. Nothing changes." I said, "Yes, they change all the time. The grass grows, the season change, people get more crazy," because I knew what he was getting at. "People get more crazy." I said, "You know, change doesn't mean that things always change for the better." All of a sudden, he had a tear running down his cheek. He was so moved by this very simple truth. Things change all the time. There's only continuity. And then he said from his own eyes, said, "Yeah, you're right, you know. We don't have another choice but just to be happy with what we have." It's so nice. I was so moved, and I started having tears in my eyes. You should have seen it. Tel Aviv Shuka Carmel, which is a space of, you know. It's so beautiful. So train the mind to see these things. And then tell other people also, because I see you are also now moved and inspired. You know, I can tell you maybe lots of stories when I got aggressed and all this, but the thing is I can tell them because it always comes out well until now. You know, because I don't take it personally and it's okay. So, but it's train the mind to see these where people support each other, where people are kind to each other. Learn to look at these things instead of always the negative. It just drags us down. Whenever you see something negative, you suffer. And if you can't change it, look at it, it's true. But then do something about the pain in your heart and think, wouldn't it be wonderful if all beings were free from suffering, if everybody had the mind of wisdom and compassion? Just that. And then don't follow this, "Yeah, but they don't have." But they have the potential to be kind. Everybody has the potential to be kind. Everybody. Because it's our nature. So never lose that confidence. Never lose that confidence. Then your life will be much easier. Yeah? Okay. That meditation might help you a little bit to go in that direction. So just sit for the last time, not in your life, hopefully. Well, you never know. Maybe you decide never to meditate again. But in this course, an appreciating mind, not that it's finished, but that we did it. It's good to feel content and happy when we do something meaningful. And as I said, if you found it totally unmeaningful, I'm really sorry about this, for having wasted your time, but at least you didn't do any negativities in that time. So that's already good. A content feeling of having spent the weekend in a group of people who want to generate a good heart. It's quite rare in this world these days, so many people having the same intention of being kind people. Even we don't succeed, but at least we find this beneficial. So just appreciate that, the presence of the other people around you who have the same intention, wanting to be kind people. Isn't that wonderful? And then the heart is already open and we can continue in these lines by thinking, may I be well, loving, and peaceful. And peaceful doesn't mean that you don't do anything. Peaceful means whatever I do, may I do it with an open and peaceful, stable, clear mind. May I be well, loving, and peaceful. May all beings be well, loving, and peaceful. May I be at ease in my body, feeling the ground beneath my seat and my feet, letting my back be long and straight, enjoying the breath as it rises and falls, and rises and falls. May I know and be intimate with my body and mind, whatever its feeling or mood, calm or agitated, tired or energetic, irritated or friendly. Breathing in and out, and in and out, aware, moment by moment, of the risings and passings. May I be attentive and gentle towards my own discomfort and suffering. May I be attentive and gentle towards my own discomfort and suffering. May I be attentive and grateful for my own joy and well-being. May I move towards others freely and with openness. May I move towards others freely and with openness. May I receive others with sympathy and understanding. May I move towards the suffering of others with peaceful and attentive confidence. May I recall the Bodhisattva of compassion, his thousand hands, the instant readiness for action, each hand with an eye in it, the instinctive knowing what to do. May I continually cultivate the ground of peace for myself and others and persist, mindful and dedicated to this work, independent of results. May I know that my peace and the world's peace are not separate, that our peace in the world is a result of our work for justice. May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. And then you just visualize peace. Whatever image comes up, just visualize peace. Okay, so we can dedicate all the positive energy that we have created. First, you dedicate for all the beings that you know and you know they're suffering. Maybe beings who are in the process of dying, beings who have just died. You just wish them well. You think all the positive energy that I have generated, may it be of benefit to them. You give it away for them. And I would really like to also dedicate for peace and stability in the Middle East, because it has been going on for so long, and may there be finally some kind of breakthrough where people do come to their senses and we can live in harmony in this beautiful part of the world. And then it's page 24. You do that one first? Yeah, 28. It's good to do it first, actually. 28. Mm-hmm. And try to put your heart in it a little bit, like through the efforts that we have made. May all these things that we are saying here, may it come about. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. This is the promise of the Bodhisattva. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world in whatever way we can. Then it's page 24. Through the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the precious body-mind not yet born arise and grow. May that born have no decline but increase forevermore. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra too realize things as they are, also I dedicate all these merits in the best way that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtue with a dedication praised as the best by the victorious ones thus gone of the three times so that I might perform the noble Bodhisattva deeds. And then the long life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. We can do in Tibetan maybe, it's 26, yeah? Kari rave korve shinkam diye pendang dewa malu chowene chenre si wan ten sing yatso yi shape si te partu tengyu chi. Okay, thank you very much everybody for participating in this retreat. May we all have, you know, through the merits of doing this retreat, may we all have, when the time for us comes, it will come for all of us, may we all be able to go through this process of dying, bardo and rebirth in a very peaceful and quiet way, composed, full of confidence, delight and joy. Then where you will end up, well, you decide. That's up to you.